Blog Talk Radio.
Long blonde hair, sky blue eyes. Yeah, that well-bred look is easy to recognize. A tailored dress, it fits so fine. And it adds up to the question on my mind.
Still do. Haven't heard it in a long time.
Isn't that, that's the Bellamy Brothers. The Bellamy Brothers. And it's been out for a fairly long time. Probably.
Oh, yeah, that was back in the late 70s or 80s, early 80s, wasn't it?
80s. I think it was the 80s. Yeah.
I loved it.
It's great,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
A great song.
I
used to dance
even
to that
as
a lot.
Old as it, even as old as it is, we used to hear it at the radio station all the time. The owner kept it in the rotation. He never took it out. It was always on. So you'd hear it at least, I'd say at least once a week, once every 2 weeks, something like that. It's great.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it'd be a good one. I thought it'd be a good one to start the show.
That was.
Yes. I think so. Thank you for your vote of confidence, because I played it anyway.
Oh, that's
cool. I'm like that, you know. I'm like that. Somebody's talking to Sue. I can tell.
I'm sorry, my son. They called.
That's all right,
time.
Honey. I'm just teasing you. That I'm fine with that. Doesn't bother me.
I'm sorry. That shouldn't happen.
Now maybe.
But it does.
Well, if I could hear the other side of the conversation, it might bother me.
Well, no, I just told him you called me at the wrong time. I'm on the show right now. He said, oh, okay, Mom. So, anyway, that's happened before.
Yes.
But normally
I love you, honey, but call me back later.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah, I'll tell you my phone back.
Are you eating? Maybe it triggered it. Are you having a snack? I mean, you know, it could have been it. He could have sensed that you were having a snack.
No, he just...
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
He's done that before. They, my daughter's due to be over here probably around 6. And anyway, it's just been a busy day today. I've had a lot of calls and people knocking on the door and having the wrong person's wrong me, wrong address. And
oh, honey, welcome to my world. Yeah, just welcome to my world. That happens all the time. It's like spare time. What's that? When does that happen?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
And then before the show started, I thought, you know, I've got to go run and get myself something to eat real quick because I didn't want to cook because I didn't want my sugar to get low. And I thought I better go do that too, and I need to get some gas. And I left here in plenty enough time, gave me 45 minutes, you know, to get that and get that done and get back here and make sure I was everything charged up for the show. And damn it, the whole damn 45 minutes passed, and it was 5 minutes till 3. And I thought, well, I don't have long to charge my cell phone. It's just going to have to last.
Well, if it doesn't, we'll know what happened.
That's what I'm
chat with. Well, like so, I say, if it doesn't last, we'll know what happened. It's all right. We understand. Because mine is sitting right next to me on a chair on the charger.
I'll probably have to put mine on before the show's over to keep it going. But I sure do like my new phone. It sure is nice.
Good. Good. That doesn't happen very often.
Well, no. I've had my other one for like 4.5 years, and this one is a little more high-tech, and it's taking me a little while to adjust, but, oh, I love it. It's just, it works so well.
I've had mine for about 2.5. And I'll keep it until I wear it out. This phone I had before this, I had to get this one because I wore out the keypad on the other one. It wouldn't work. The key
that one of mine was just getting worn out. It was doing crazy things and not working properly and not typing words properly. And anyway, I still haven't found Alexa on here yet. I downloaded her and can't find her. So I can't ask questions, and it bothers me because when I want to know something, I want to know it then, you know. So I haven't found her yet.
What kind of a phone do you have? Do you have a Samsung?
It's an iPhone XR.
iPhone XR. Okay. I check in. You should have something on there that's called My Files.
Uh-huh.
Directly attached to
your
phone.
Would that be in the settings? Yeah.
It might be after I click
on my name.
But on the things that are on your main screen, do you have a lot of stuff on your home screen and then a secondary screen?
Right.
Okay. Check there first because you might have something that's called iPhone or something like that or something that's called My Files. And if you check in there, when you download stuff, sometimes it goes right into there. And good luck figuring out how to get it. I don't have much advice on that because when I'm successful...
Well, I appreciate your help. I'll try that. Thank you.
Well, when I'm successful at getting stuff out, it's like, how did I do that?
Exactly.
So I'm left doing the same trial and error the next time. So, you know, but I know that where I find mine. I find mine in a segment called Samsung. And I have a segment called Google. And if I go into the Samsung, because that's what my phone is, things that I download a lot of times end up in there, in the files in there.
Oh, so I just need to go to Apple then. Okay.
Yeah, it might be on there. Yeah. Just, you know, hey, look around. Don't expect it in the normal, obvious places because it won't be there. He'll be somewhere else, hanging out.
Yeah, and then suddenly things just pop up, and I'm thinking, well, how did that happen?
Exactly.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's like, what did I do? How did I do that? Go away. I don't want you.
Yeah. I know. And mine started, too, cutting off while I'm driving. It's I can pull up some places to wait on something. I'm trying to use my phone, and I look down, and it says, your phone will only accept messages or calls because you're driving, and you have to push a button where it says, no, I'm not driving in order to use it.
It's like, you stupid phone, telling me what I'm doing.
It's for safety. Excuse me?
I was going to say, stupid phone, quit telling me what I'm doing. Go away.
I know, and I don't like that. That kind of bothers me because if my phone knows that I'm driving, what else does it know I'm doing?
Exactly. Mind your P's and Q's, girl. You could be surprised one day. Oh, my God. You could be surprised one day, and you might not like it. Isn't that an awful thought? Isn't that an awful thought? My phone is flying
off. Well, it's scary. It really is, yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm having a great day. It's fantastic. This is probably the first time in 2 months that I'm actually having a really great day. It's fantastic.
Well, wonderful. Good for you.
Well, I got to talk to my new sister. She's what?
New sister? What do you mean?
Well, she's 12 years
younger. Your mother have another baby?
No. Oh, I think she'd die first. But, no, this little gal was born in 1965. Hmm. And she's from my daddy's second family. After mama divorced him, he was always hooking up. Man, that's why he ended up divorced all the time. Stupid. Anyway, yeah. Her mama had two kids, and she's the youngest. Hmm. And she just always wanted to be part of a big family and went on Ancestry and started looking for us. And kind of knowing that daddy had other families, you know, or other kids, or a hint that he did. Anyway, she started finding all of us, and she contacted my cousin in Nome, and he contacted me and said, is it okay if she contacts you, because she sent you a message and you never responded? I says, well, I either didn't get it, or it's a name I didn't recognize, and I don't friend people. I don't recognize their name. I just don't do it because they end up trying to scam me for something, usually money if they're guys. And it's like, I just don't friend anybody. I just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was probably one of those names I didn't recognize, and I just deleted it. And so he gave her the message that it was okay to send me a friend request because he gave me her name. So I was expecting it, and it was fine. And she gave me her phone number. She wanted to know about daddy. And I says, I'm not typing all that. I says, I'll call you and we'll talk about it. And so we spent like 2.5 hours on the phone yesterday.
Oh, my.
And luckily, she had heard some previous stories, and she was not, you know, I made sure that she would be expecting the kind of thing she was going to be hearing. And she goes, oh, yeah. She says, we haven't heard anything good yet. Except that when he wasn't drinking, he was a pretty nice guy. I said, well, that's pretty accurate, but he was always drinking, so what's that tell you?
Yes.
Oh, my. He was an alcoholic. He always had a beer in his hand or on the table next to him. So, you know, he was always drinking. So, anyway, she got to find out all about Daddy, and she says, well, you know, thank you, because here all these years, I thought I was missing out on knowing somebody really nice and worth being with. And I said, more fool you. Now you know the truth. She goes, yeah, I don't feel left out anymore. I just gave her my memories. I didn't give her stories that other people told me. I just gave her what I actually remembered.
Yes.
So, and there was some good stuff in
okay.
there. There was some good stuff in there. Daddy could be really, really sweet man when he wasn't drinking.
Yes.
So there were some good things I got to tell her, but there were some other things.
That ruins a lot of people.
Exactly. She needed to know who he really was rather than this person she put up on this pedestal. Expecting, because I went through that. I knew Daddy until I was 9, 8, something like that, and I had him up on this pedestal as my daddy. You know, even though I had a stepdad, he didn't count. There are reasons for that. But anyway, and when I finally met Daddy when I was 18, a little more grown up, a little more able to see things, and we went with he and his wife to Seattle for the weekend. Thank God she drove. And I realized I don't like this man. As a person, I don't like him. He's fake. He's a drunk. He imposes on people and uses people, because I saw that firsthand that weekend. Says, I don't like this person. So, bam, shotgun demolished that pedestal, man. He weren't on it no more. And I didn't want her to go through any more of her life in that situation. But I didn't want to slam her in the head with it if she wasn't expecting it, you know. Yeah. So we spent 2 hours, and that's not all we talked about. You know, that was only maybe a half hour of the conversation. We talked about everything. And, yeah, we're sisters. It's so obvious. So obvious. And I'm really happy she found us. I think that's really cool. She said she's always wanted a big family, and glory be, she had it all the time and just didn't know it. I went, at least she has it now, and they're more than happy to be in touch with her. That's just how my family is. It's like, oh, you remember the family and you didn't know about us? Well, that's okay. Come on in. Get to know us. Have some fun. We're here. And that's how my family is. So she's been welcomed by my cousin. She's been welcomed by me. And it's I'm going to tell my sister, well, my two sisters, because she sends messages, but my sister Rita doesn't ever check anything. She doesn't like the computer. She doesn't do that. So I have to call her and tell her. But it was pretty exciting. And now today here so far, I realized that there are used mobile homes on their own property out there for sale, and I have two listings of such right now. They have to be getting financing somewhere. Not everybody can pay cash like that. No. So I have one listing that's absolutely perfect. Everything right down the line of what I want. So
sounds good.
I'm going to click on that little thing that says get financing,
yeah,
and I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out, and I'm going to get that sucker working.
Well, that's right, and I'll tell you what, the interest rates, they were down lower than forever at the 2%.
Exactly, and it won't be FHA because FHA does not do mobile homes, whether they're on their own property or not. I asked.
Yeah, you have to do the other.
Yep. So I'm just going to check with where it says get financing. I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to talk to somebody. I don't want to leave a message. I don't want to write it. I want to talk to a person and find out what's going on, what do they need. And if I can get financing, kids, I can be moving in a couple months. That'd be pretty exciting.
Oh, that'd be great.
So awesome. Of course, it has to have a home inspection like anything else, even if FHA doesn't want it. I want it. I've lived in mobile homes most of my adult life, and I have found out that if you're going to buy a used one, you have it inspected, because you don't know what may have gone on. Why did they sell it?
Yeah.
But this one's only 10 years old.
You know what? I was going to suggest something. I don't know if your realtor has suggested it or not, but I always usually, you know, they have the home warranties that cover, you know, appliances and plumbing and different things that go along with the property. And the home warranties are really not that expensive. A month, you know, you have a copay if something goes wrong and they have to come out and repair it, but it's not very much.
Right.
But I would suggest you get that on your place, too. As a matter of fact, a lot of times I have actually paid for the first year on, you can pay them by the month, but I would pay for the first year on my clients, and just in case, because I didn't want any lawsuits coming up, because that can happen.
Exactly. I will have to check into that, because I don't know if they will do that on a used mobile home. This mobile home is 10 years old.
Yes, they will. And let me tell you a good one. It's Choice Home Warranty. That's who I have on my house right now. The premiums are $40 a month, and if you have a problem, and you can have two problems. If it's two electrical problems or two appliances, it can go in on the same bill for the same amount, because they charge $60 to come out for the co-pay.
$40
a month. And but you know, it's like, how many times are you going to really use them? Now, I've used mine, you know, I've been here 7 years, so I've used mine quite a bit. But it's really nice to know that you've got a backup.
Yes. Yes, I will.
You know,
I will definitely check into that. I would definitely check into that. I'm not sure what the regulations would be in Georgia or whatever, but I would check into that and see.
Yeah,
I'd also have to figure out if I can budget it. You know, if I can't pay for it, it does no good to have it. So I have to check and make a budget. But to do that, I have to find out what is my monthly mortgage going to be with insurance. You know, and taxes. So I will check all that out, though. I will check all that out because we're having those.
It's worth it, Jenny. It is.
Yeah.
I know I've had my air conditioner, you know, go in the blink and my heating system go out, and I've had some plumbing issues that we're taking care of and various things. So it really is worth having it.
Well, I will check that out for sure. While we're right here, let's say hello to Carolyn. How are you doing, sweetie? Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
Hi, Lizzie.
Lizzie, wait a minute. Who's
Hi,
Lizzie?
Hi, Lizzie.
It's
oh,
Carolyn,
it's granddaughter.
Carolyn's granddaughter.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I got it.
She's there. She's there. Well, are you guys having fun today?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good job, Liz.
I'm good.
Good. What have you been up to?
Running around town.
You been helping your grandma?
No.
You haven't?
She's
well,
truthful.
What did you go buy? Did you buy something?
Well, we wanted to go and buy McDonald's.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
lovely.
That's the most important place, right?
Yeah. Got to put something in your tummy so you can run around some more, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. Grandma knows that. Fantastic. Well, hey, guys, let's play some more music. We've been gone for about 20 minutes. It's time to play music. I'm going to play Elvis. It feels so right. And don't it just...
You're losing interest in me, and it shows. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing. The pain of heartbreak I've just started knowing. Well, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing. Every day the hurt grows bigger than before. But I'll pretend I don't know this, if I can hold you one day more. You've got the look of someone who's gone. You're gonna leave me, and it's showing. A little tear I can feel start to flow. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing. Pretend can hold you one day more. You got to look, know of someone who is golden. Well, you're gonna leave me, and it's showing. A little tear I can feel start to flow. Well, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing. No, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing.
See, remember that. Remember that. Words of wisdom. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing.
I love that song. I just love that song.
I love, oh my gosh. Yes, and what I just said has absolutely nothing to do with the song, but whatever.
Well, no,
hey.
I know where your head was going. Yeah, okay.
Right where it always
now,
is, honey. Right
now,
where
Jimmy,
it always
I'm
is.
I'm telling you, you have to straighten up.
Say no.
Because
I'm
what I said last week or the
chair.
Week before got me
sitting
in trouble.
Oh, there you go. See?
About the damn beard being soft. Now, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to watch my mouth, too, because y'all take it the wrong way, and then you make me feel bad.
It's supposed to be taken the wrong way. That's the whole point of saying it. You know?
Yeah, but the reason
I tell
asked
you,
that question
I'm,
I never got through was I have some conditioner for a beard, and I was going to mention that to him, and so I never got around to it. So let's pass
well,
on beard, all this.
Beards are supposed to be scratchy. They're supposed to be scratchy. They get long enough, and they're not as scratchy, but they're not supposed to be soft. No.
Well,
no,
we
no,
ran
no.
him off. He's gone. Oh my gosh, you better heads, I'll tell you what. I just don't
back.
Know about you.
And you know I'm not gonna watch my mouth, it's just gonna be whatever it is because stuff just kinda falls out of it. And if I keep it in it'll
yeah,
hurt.
It does. It really does.
and
you
I
just
you
can't
know,
control yourself. I don't understand.
But if I keep all that, if I keep it in and I try to control myself, the pressure just builds and builds and builds. And can you imagine what it's like when the pressure gets so great, I can't control myself anymore?
You mean you just feel like you're going
to
blow up?
Don't hold it back or blow you guys up because it's all going to come spewing out all at once. And, I can't do that. That's dangerous.
You are right.
It's just dangerous. I can't have that. I might hurt somebody. You don't want that going on. Okay, I'm going to play a song that I had on Thursday, and there were so many songs. I didn't get to, I think it was two songs on Thursday. This is one of them. And one of them was an Elvis song. Well, Elvis is just an ongoing thing, so that's okay. But this one that I didn't get played was one that John sent me. And it's really, it's an awesome song. And it's by a guy named Colin Blunstone.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I always wonder if I'm pronouncing that stuff right. So here we go with Say You Don't Mind.
I realize that I've been in your eyes some kind of fool. What I do, what I did, stupid fish, I drank the pool. I feel you and some dying. Now I'm doing some trying. So say don't mind, and let me off this time. into this scene where my dreams were getting bad. And who rides with the tide and who's glad with what it had? I've been doing some whining, now I'm doing some finding. So say don't mind, you let me off this time. To you I'm blind. Some better lines. I've been doing some growing, but I'm scared where you're going. So hey, you don't mind, you let me off this time. You let me off this time.
Okay. He can hit them high ones too, can't he? Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good song.
He got some pops.
Miss Collins.
Yeah. And if that was, you know, it's kind of a fun song, you know, you just kind of bebop to it and everything's all right. Yeah, okay. I've got one, an Elvis song that we haven't heard in a while. But we're going to hear it.
Sure.
I like it. It's from 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sincere?
Nice one.
Are you sincere when you say I love you? Are you sincere when you say you love me too? And are you really mine? Every day, all the time, I've got to know which way to go. Will our love grow? Are you sincere? Are you sincere when you say I love you? Honey, are you sincere when you say grow? Are you
He's asking a question. Somebody should answer him just to be polite. Oh, and, you know, speaking about being polite, I have to give credit where credit is due. The four listings that I've got to look up and find out about, John sent those to me. And there is one that is a used mobile home. It's 10 years old, but it is perfect. It's
right.
Just, it's
right.
Perfect. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, half an acre of land. It's perfect, and it is in good condition. You know, a little bit of paint here and there, maybe a bigger porch. I want a big sitting porch, but it's perfect. So I am definitely going to find out about that one, and then there's a house that I am finding out about. It's in a high crime area, but, hey, I got three guns. What the heck? And I do sleep with one under my pillow. So, hey, anybody listening out there that's thinking about anything, no, you don't want to be gutted. So, speaking of that, I need to take some defense lessons. That would be absolutely awesome. Because I have a 12-inch, what do you want to call it? Well, my Marine brother picked it out for me, okay? And it's 12 inches, about 10, 12 inches long, and a blade on one side, sharp on one side, nice point. Gut splitter. You could use it for a hog butcherer, that'd work.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure it would.
I even know where that puppy is, too. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, it's, I can live wherever I want to. I'm not real, except in the ghetto. I'm not going to go to the black ghetto and try and pretend everything's okay. That wouldn't work. That would not work. So... But I just wanted to give credit where credit is due. There's an absolutely perfect listing, and I have that listing thanks to John. So
oh, good luck.
That is so totally awesome.
That's great.
Hey, I got to get something, you know, and if I can find financing on a used mobile home that I really love, I'm probably a sure thing to get than a house. So I'm good with that. I'm trailer trash. I don't care.
Yeah.
I made my mama laugh when I told her that. You know, I've lived
there
in mobile homes. I've lived in mobile homes most of my adult life, and that phrase has never really meant anything to me because it's just something stupid that somebody thought up because they didn't like trailers, you know. Well, they aren't trailers. They aren't trailers anymore. They're mobile homes. They're manufactured homes. They're not trailers like they used to be. So I just kind of used it and made my mama laugh. She says, well, she goes, well, honey, I love you anyway.
Well, you know, there's some bad places to live in Trailer Park, and there's some good ones, you know. So,
of course, but I'm not living in Trailer Park. I refuse to live in another trailer park. I am not going to do that. It's going to be on its own land.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's on its own land or I'm not doing it. And this one is on a half acre. It's perfect. And it's not right up at the road. It's set back from the road. So it has land on front and back of the house. I can fence in a nice big portion. And it's perfect. It's totally perfect. So I'm going to just click on a request for more information and get hold of financing institutions come Monday and find out what I can do and get it rolling if I can. I want that house. I want that trailer. I know. I have a chance at two houses, but I want that trailer. There's no accounting for taste. There's just no accounting for taste. That's
Did you like it?
Mold. Yeah.
Well, that makes it easier.
Yes, it is vacant and for sale, so there shouldn't be any problem with inspections and things like that. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited again for the first time in a while. I just kind of laid back and thought, well, something will show up, and I kept checking listings, and I hate to say it, ladies, but it took a man to find what I needed.
Well, I hope this works out for you.
I had to say it. Well, I do too. I want to get this adventure of finding a place and moving over, so that I can get on to the adventure of actually getting moved and setting up a new home and painting it and doing whatever I want to with it. You know, it's time to go on to the next one. It really is. Yeah. It's just time to go on to the next one. I don't need this garbage anymore. I've had enough. I'm not done, because I keep on going until I get something. But it's like, okay, it's time for something to happen. And it just feels like it's time for something to happen. So I got my fingers crossed. Okay, guys, you know what it is time for now? And this is absolutely fantastic. It is time for some Bob Dylan music.
Hmm.
I have multiple songs that were done by Bob Dylan that are being covered by others, including Elvis. So, I am going to play some Bob Dylan music.
Mm.
And it's cool. I like Bob Dylan. I really do.
Yeah, I heard him so well.
So, we're going to start with a Joan Baez song. I just have to find it. And we all know how problematic that can be sometimes. Okay, there it is. Yay! This one's called One Too Many Mornings.
Down the street, the dogs are barking, and the day is getting dark. As the night comes in a falling, all the dogs will lose their bark. And the silent night will shatter from the thoughts inside my mind. Crossroads.
you go from one folk singer to another. Yeah, it works. Yeah, Joan Baez's voice isn't really too bad. I can listen to Joan Baez and be okay. I like it. I really like Bob Dylan and Donovan. They're my favorites. Joan Baez is okay. I can do Joan Baez. Melody is a different story. That's difficult for me to do. And no, John, that doesn't mean go out and get me two Melody songs to play. Exposure, we don't really need to go there. I don't need to get unafraid of it. All right. Now, let's play Elvis doing a short Bob Dylan. It's Any Day Now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just billed as Elvis Sings Dylan. And it's not very long. It's only about a minute. But Bob Dylan's version is longer. But I like this one. I like this. So this is Elvis Sings Dylan.
I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released. Dylan.
And that was it. Just a minute long. That's all.
New cat.
But anyway. Cool. It's cool. I like it. Okay. Let's go ahead and play another Elvis doing Dylan. And this isn't a short one. This is regular length song.
Yeah.
And get to it. There we are. Yay, I did put it in. I've been doing most of the process and then forgetting it to put it up in the studio. So it doesn't work that way. You have to finish it. So anyway, I did finish this one. This is Tomorrow is a Long Time. And Dylan did this in 63.
If today was not in this highway, if tonight was not in this trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water, I can't speak the sounds that show no pain,
I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. I can't remember the sound of my home name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, if only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in the silver singing river. There's beauty in the sunrise in the sky. But none of these and nothing else could match the beauty that I remember in eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying. Then I'd lie in my bed once again. If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not an endless trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, if only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
Nice. He does Dylan very well, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Now, I still have a couple of Dylan songs that Elvis did that I am going to play. But first, we're going to go back to 1966. I wish 66. Anyway, I saw these guys when I went to the Paul Revere and the Raiders concert. These guys opened for them, the warm-up group, Buffalo Springfield. And when I think of their name, I always think of Springfield Rifle and Buffalo Hunting. Figure that one out. I have no idea. That's just where my mind goes. So anyway, this is Buffalo Springfield doing a 1966 Vietnam War protest song called For What It's Worth. And here I've been talking and not getting to it, so I got to go find it now. Oh, Jennifer. Sometimes I wonder about you, girl. Here we go. for what it's worth.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, I was 12, and that was popular that summer, so I remember some of these songs so well. Thank you, John. Yeah, John gave me the Bob Dylan songs, and he gave me this Buffalo Springfield song. He's given me some more songs today that we're going to hear from the 60s, okay. And so totally cool. Anyway, I'm going to play another one that Bob Dylan did. And this is a home recording, okay, of this Bob Dylan song. And Elvis is singing bass. So you got to enjoy this one. I love listening to this. I love listening to this. And this Dylan released this in July of 62. So, dude's been around for a while. So, this is a home recording of Blowin' in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? How many seas must you wind up sail before is blowing in the wind? How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many years must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take to renew that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain rise before it's washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head, pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Yeah, and you guys are saying hippie era. Well, yeah, the 60s were the hippie era. That was what it was. Free love, love beads, long hair, headbands, pot, hashish, LSD. That was real big back then. And, bare feet and pot parties in Golden Gate Park and along Haight-Ashbury. Everybody just sat on the sidewalks and did it. It was not, San Francisco, a different connotation back then than it is now. But I grew up during that time, but I was watching it from the sidelines. And I was just happy to be on the sidelines. Didn't really want to take part, you know what I mean? So...
No.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. But a lot of people did, and some of the people I knew, a few, just a very few, were part of it. And I don't know how many left after high school or run down there or whatever, but by then it was winding down and pretty much being over. So the 60s is when it was big. The 60s was when it was big. And it just...
During that time, I spent my time riding horses and skating.
Well, see, you weren't part of the hippie movement, girl.
Oh, yeah.
And that was also the era of Woodstock. And mm-hmm. all of those artists that were at Woodstock for 3 days. And I have seen a movie that encompassed all 3 days, and it's excellent. It's excellent. And it's just called Woodstock. So there were two or three versions of it. So you got to kind of watch for which one you're picking up to get the most complete one. It's like 2.5-3 hours long.
Yeah.
But it lets you know what went on, and it was a pretty freaky party, I tell you. I'm glad I wasn't there because I would not have fit in. I would not have been comfortable. I loved the music, but not now like I did then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds different to me now than it did then, because it was the thing back then. And I can still listen to some of it, and it's still pretty good, but not like it was then. Santana's drummer is still, man, he's still excellent, 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 even listening to him now. So, and Joe Cocker.
Mm-hmm.
That's still the same. But a lot of the other stuff is just like, okay, whatever. Sly and the Family Stone, I still love to listen to that. That gets you up and moving. That gets you up and moving. But a lot of the other stuff is just kind of weird. It's gotten more weird as I've gotten older.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I haven't changed at all. Oh no, the music has changed. It got weird. Oh my gosh, it's so strange to realize that our perceptions is what really changes things. They don't change over time. Our perceptions of them do. It's kind of weird, but it's okay. That's how it rolls. That's how it's supposed to be, actually. So I'm going to play something fun. Remember Thursday, I happened to mention that we needed some Irish Rovers songs?
Yes, you did.
Well, I've got my favorite one. John sent me my favorite Irish Rovers song. So here is the Unicorn Song.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling. Oh, them silly unicorns. Green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide, then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
I think that is just so cute. I love that song.
Yeah, I do. It's a fun song.
Yeah. Isn't it cool? Yeah, explaining why we don't have unicorns. They were too busy goofing off and screwing around, and they missed the boat. I'm sorry, Lord, but the rain is pouring in. We got to go.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I have always loved that song. It's like, okay, well, that's one plausible explanation. If someone won't believe it, then there it is, you know?
Yeah.
You can do that. Oh, love it, love it, love it. And I don't know that I've ever listened to more than one or two of their other songs. It's really kind of strange, but that's all right. I love that one. I would just sit in front of that radio every time that came on and sing with that. It was great. It was great.
I just can't really make any sense out of it.
Okay. Well, you know the story about Noah and the ark, where God had him build the ark and go out and gather the animals two by two, male and female, and put them in the ark because they were going to be needed to repopulate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is that story, except that it's explaining what God said, don't forget my unicorns. Well, this story says, okay, he found humpback camels, chimpanzees, green alligators, and long-necked geese, but he couldn't find the unicorns. So it's just explaining why we got no unicorns.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. There you go. See, now you can enjoy it more because you'll know what it's saying.
Well, thank you, Dean.
You're welcome. I love that song. I'll explain that song to anybody because I love it so much. It is just so cool. I like it. Anyway, our last Dylan song, if I'm looking at my listings correct, which is problematic, but... And this is another of the Dylan songs that John sent me today. We just thought it might be really cool to play the Dylan songs that Elvis sang. So here is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
You needn't sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, baby, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on it. Don't think twice, it's all right. I'm heading down that long, lonesome road, girl. Well, I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, girl. I just say that he will. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You've done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Ooh, don't think twice, it's alright. Take it on. At the break of dawn, I gotta look out the window, baby, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm moving on. Yeah, don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use sitting wondering why, girl. It don't matter anyhow. Ain't no use sitting wondering why, baby, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm moving on. Yeah, don't think twice, it's all right. I'm heading down that long, lonesome road, girl, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, girl. I'll just say farewell. I say that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Take it.
You know, Dylan had some pretty good songs. He really did. I can understand why he was a favorite. I like that. We still got some good stuff coming too, guys. But first, how about another folk singer. This is one. Let me see if I can find it first. There it is. Okay, I thought maybe I forgot to put it in. That's my favorite trick, evidently, is to do the whole process except for putting it in the studio. Yeah, well, I put this one in the studio, so we're good. I heard this song back when it was popular in the 60s. That's not a question. I did hear that. But this is one of the songs that John sent me when I was wondering if there were any songs that had Jennifer in them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ones he sent me. And he sent this to me again this morning without that prodding. Dylan just kind of led to Donovan, and here we were. So this is really a neat song. It really is neat. So listen to the words on this one. This is Donovan doing Jennifer Juniper. Over too soon, but you know, everything has to come to its end, especially if it's a song. Hey, you know, you don't get them to go on forever, and some of you want them to, but it doesn't happen. I like that song. It's just kind of quiet and lilting, and just you just start feeling good when you listen. Song. It's nice. You know, where he says, yes, yeah, yes, he likes her, yes, he could love her, and so he can hang around, you know? I like it. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. All right, I have another Elvis song that he sent me for Thursday, and this is the second one that I just didn't have time to get to, but it's a now let's make sure they're okay. I had to check the alphabet to see where I was. Right, this is Elvis singing Write to Me from Naples.
Write to me from Naples. I love you and Naples more than words can say.
Recording, you know, sometimes they turned out really cool.
So much fun as well.
Yes, doing those home recordings when you're singing at home and you're just mucking about and you got people there that are having fun as well, that's a really good time, you know.
Yeah.
You don't need the booze and the smoke funny stuff. You know, you don't need all of that to have fun. If you're doing music like this and you're all doing it together and really enjoying what you're doing, that's fun. That's fun. You don't need all the crutches. It's fantastic. So
you don't.
Exactly. And that's something I think people lost sight of in the 60s. That's what made it the 60s, is that a lot of times they figured that they weren't going to have fun unless they had pot or they had the hashies or they had the, you know, whatever it was that they were doing. And they were wrong. They had the music, and that's all they really needed. But they lost sight of that because the culture decided that drugs were the big thing, you know, and they were wrong, pure and simple. They were wrong. So I'm glad that most people have gotten away from that mentality. Some still have it, but you just don't need that stuff to have a good time. You just don't need it. Now, if you have a drink or two drinks or three drinks or whatever, that's okay, you know, as long as you don't do it every day and have to have it. That's not okay. Exactly. So you have to be judicious in what you're doing, and don't let what other people think about it color it for you. Do what you know is right. Do what you know is right. It's going to be, okay, this isn't Sunday. I need to stop that. Okay. It's become a habit. Tell you. I have another. You guys remember Jose Feliciano?
Yes.
Oh. And he was blind.
Yes,
and boy, he played that guitar. And I just, when I listened to this morning, when John sent it to me, it was like, wow. Now, okay, this dude is blind. He reads Braille. He needs his fingertips to be sensitive to do that for the touch, which is a really cool thought in itself. No, Jenny, don't say it. Anyway.
Oh, no.
It's like, I was wondering, what does playing the guitar do to his fingertips? Does it hurt? Because he's got to keep those so sensitive. Does it hurt? Those things hurt his fingers? That was an interesting thought I had. But, you know, then, too, if you stop and think about it, if he's right-handed, it's his left hand that's doing the fingering on the keyboard. Well, the fretboard. And he probably reads his Braille with his right hand. So maybe it didn't affect it at all. I just had that thought right now. So he was probably okay. But that thought crossed my mind this morning is, how did playing that guitar affect the feeling in his fingers? I don't know. I thought it was an interesting thought, and it just kind of stops me every once in a while going, whoa. So, but we don't need it, so it's okay. He's the one that did it. We don't have to worry about it. It was just a wonder. So here's Jose Feliciano. Thank you, John. Doing La Bamba.
Oh.
Yeah. Now that is a moving and grooving song.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That one should sink right straight into your blood and get it rolling. I like it. that I have another one. Susan will love this one, but it's not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
We have to build the anticipation, you know. She knows what it is. I just know she knows what it is. She's sitting there going, what is it? What is it? What is it? She knows what it is.
It's that man again.
Okay, here we go. I love this song. It's a love song.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, like this is a surprise, Elvis singing a love song, right? Mm-hmm. Surprise! But this is one of those that when you hear it and you actually listen to the words, it just grips you. And it doesn't let go. I really love this song. Where do you come from?
Where do you come from? Tell me who you are. Do you come from another the world, or from some distant star? Where do you come from? Are you what you seem? Are you real? Are you standing there? Or is it just a dream? Tell me more about yourself. Do you feel the way I feel? Are you just a vision? Or are you really real? Where do you come from? Angel, won't you say? Tell me all that there is to know, and tell me.
Yes, there was just a touch of confusion, and it made me smile. Yeah, this was Elvis. This wasn't Mystery John. This was Elvis.
It was beautiful. Very, very beautiful.
Oh, gosh. Mystery John did do this song. We heard Mystery John do this about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I can play it again this following week, and I may do that. But I'm going to ask him if he can send me some more recordings. He was taking care of some family stuff this week, so he didn't get a chance to send me any new songs. But if I don't get new songs, I can play the old ones. There's nothing that says I can't. He didn't tell me I couldn't. So I will probably play him doing this next week at some point if I don't get new recordings from him. So if you're listening, send me some more recordings.
Yes, please, John.
Yeah. I mean, he's good. What can you say? He's good. Especially if you guys confuse him every once in a while with Elvis, that means he's good, you know,
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
though he doesn't try to sound like Elvis.
No.
He just naturally does. And I think that's a plus. I think that's a plus, especially if he wants to get back into performing. It's a plus. So, and he misses it. I do see him doing that at some point in the future when everything gets a little more back to normal. So Right. That I'm looking forward to that. I really am looking forward to that. All right, I have one more song that John sent me today.
Yes.
It's probably not the last one I'm going to play because he sent me some for Thursday. He sent me some for last week, and I've only got three more songs that John sent me. So I'm not going to be out of them by any means. But this is the last one he sent me this morning, okay? So we're going to play this one now, and it's by John Denver. And yes, I do remember him doing this. I also remember somebody else did it. It was a female that did it. Was it Cass? I think it was Cass Elliott. And then I saw on a TV show, I saw Cass and John Denver doing it together, a duet. So, yes, it was Cass Elliott doing it. We had that on a record at home when I was a kid, a teenager. So this is Leaving on a Jet Plane.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. Time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to stay. Smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Hate to go.
Awesome. You know, John Denver was a unique artist. He did his own thing. He wrote a lot of his own music. And he was good. He was good. The fiddle, the guitar, the piano. I mean, you know, I don't think I ever actually saw him play the piano, so I shouldn't say that. But, and he loved performing. You know, he loved performing. But he did have areas in his life that really brought him down into the cellar, the sub-basement, so to speak. And there has been speculation in the past about why did he choose to fly that experimental plane that day? Why did he choose to fly it over the ocean? He didn't have to take a water route. Why did he do that? And that brings them to the speculation of, was it pilot error or experimental plane error? And did he do it on purpose if it was pilot error? So it just bummed me out so much to think of those things. I never did look it up to find out the real answers or anything. I'm sure they're on the internet somewhere. I just didn't look them up. So it was just so sad that it happened to him. You know, basically his career was going very well and all that, but his personal life was in shambles, you know, as so often happens. And I have wondered quite often, did he mean to do it or was it an accident? So, hey, I will always wonder because I don't think I'll ever really feel the need to look it up and find out. You know what I mean? I'd just rather leave it iffy. Mostly because I don't want to find out he did it on purpose. You know, truth to tell. Yeah. I don't want to find out he did it on purpose. So I just leave it where it is and it's fine. It's just fine. Okay, Susan, are you paying attention, girl? Because here it is, Steamroller Blues.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with sweet rock and roll. Mixer, a churning urn, a burning font. I'm a semen mixer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Woo! Yes. Yes. Cool. Okay, everybody hit showers. Everybody go for it. See, I knew Susan would have to turn on the cold shower. I knew that. You know, that's her thing. When that song comes on, that's what she needs to do. Oh, it's wonderful. Don't you love the effect that certain songs have on people?
Hmm.
I think it's fantastic. And, you know, Susan isn't the only one. I just don't feel the need to go take a shower, that's all. And I don't get that steamy. I just love that song, though. And you got to move when you hear that song. Yeah, that and Poke Salad Annie. Poke Salad Annie, you got to have the video.
Hmm.
You got to have that video. Then you might have to hit the shower. But, hey, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Oh, my gosh. And just stop and think about it. If he hadn't had that karate training, he wouldn't have had all those moves.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. I mean, he would have had some good moves, I'm sure, because that's just what his body did. When you got the music in you, you got the music in you, and it comes out however it needs to, and that's cool. He would have had some good moves, but they wouldn't have been those moves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, interesting man. Hmm. Okay, Jenny, stop it.
Cool down.
Oh, why? There's a song.
Song.
Oh, tell me why. Yeah, forget it. Never mind. Strange things happen in my mind. What can I tell you guys? And then I open my mouth.
We all
and
know
out
that.
They come.
We need to rename your show.
What?
I don't know.
Out with it, girl. Oh, okay. If you come up with an idea.
I do not.
Okay. No, but Elvis has to be in there somewhere to let people know that it's got half of its Elvis music. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Hot Elvis,
well.
Hot Jenny. Whatever. if you come up with a really cool name, you shoot it to me, and it might show up.
Okay.
A name Jenny show contest. You don't get anything if you win, but hey, what the heck? It'd be fun. Hey, I give my show a different name every week. You know, that would be cool.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll work on that.
Go for it. Anybody out there wants to shoot me a name? Serious name. A seriously thought of name. Not something funky, not something being funny. But if you want to send me a serious name for my show, I could use it for 1, 10, however many shows, you know, if it's suitable. And who knows? You know, you might see your name right up there with my show. Whoopee.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's such a big deal, but hey, you know, hey, it's something. But you grasp at crumbs when you don't have nothing else. There you go. Okay. I've got 9 minutes left.
Oh.
9 minutes.
Hmm.
And I don't want to run short. Well, I won't run short. I'm going to play this song, and then we'll worry about the thank yous and goodbyes. This is Sam and Dave doing Soul Man.
Come and do you hold a dust roll? Do the loving, I got a
There you go. Soul Man, Sam and Dave. We like it. Okay, guys, it is time to say thank you so much for being with me. Victoria's been sitting in the studio listening the whole show. Anne and Sue have both been with me the whole show, except for, 30 seconds, I think, when you your call dropped, but you came right back in. So that was cool. And Carolyn called for a few minutes with Lizzie to say hi, and I think that was, I hope that was a kick for Lizzie. I hope she had fun in that and everybody saying hi to her.
Yeah, exactly.
That was kind of cool. Yeah, that was really kind of cool. So that was good. And thank you, everybody in the chat, because that was hilarious today. I loved it. That was great. All the belly dance pictures and everything. That's cool. And it's just, and thank you, John, for all the songs you sent, because those were the songs I played. And they made the show fantastic, as always. I love it. Don't ever stop doing that, because it's great. It's totally great. And thank you, everybody, who clicked the link, whether you got it off of my Facebook page or one of the groups, or I sent it to you in Messenger. Thank you for clicking on it and coming and joining us. That would be great. And if you want to listen to it later, the same link works for that, too. So go for it. And if my sister Michelle is listening to this, welcome, Michelle. I hope you had a good time, maybe heard some music you hadn't heard before. I hope you liked it. And
and you got to know your sister and know how crazy she is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's really pretty obvious we're sisters. Oh, the world has another one. Oh, my God. Please, Lord, watch over the world. But I think the world will come out just fine. That's not a problem.
Yeah,
I really don't think that's a problem. Thank you, everybody, for having fun. And remember, tomorrow is the gospel show, and it is going to be here on the TLC Radio Network, because we haven't got TCB squared away yet. It could be as much as a week before we get that squared away. There are 20,000 songs we have to sift through and delete out of the studio before it will function properly. It takes right now 15 minutes to load one song, and you cannot function on a show for that. So we're going to be using the TLC Radio Network for a few shows, and Shauna's Monday's book club is going to be TLC, just be aware, but she'll be using the link, so all you got to do is click the link and it'll take you to the right place. That's okay. And with tomorrow's gospel, it's going to be on TLC, but just click the link and it'll take you to the right place. It's okay. It's not anything to have to worry about. You don't have to do anything different. I'm just informing you so that you see the TLC and you go, huh? What is that? No, it's okay, guys. It's all okay. Not a problem. But join me tomorrow at the same time, and we'll have 2 hours of wonderful gospel music. And Sister Tharp is one of them. We got Miss Rosetta in there. So it's going to be good. Oh, yeah. We got some really good stuff in for tomorrow already. So join me tomorrow, and we'll have 2 hours and have some fun with some gospel music, and whatever the Father happens to slap into my brain is going to fall out of my mouth, and I ain't going to try and stop it, but that's usually okay. Sometimes it just goes on a little long. So anyway, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for making it fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it. God bless y'all, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, just because your mama thinks you're hot. Well, just because you think you've got something that no other girl has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. You laughing to call me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because, well, we'll just be because. You'll be lonesome, and there'll come a time when you'll be blue. Well, there'll come a time when old Santa, he won't pay your bills for you. You've caused me to lose all of my women, and now you say we are through. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you a long, long, long time ago. Your mama thinks you're the hottest thing in town. Well, just because you think you've got something that nobody gets has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. Honey, you left me because you're old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Cause, well, we'll just be cause.